You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Back from the Dominican Republic, they had different nice restaurants that was all included. Because it was all inclusive resort. And they had different restaurants, like an Asian restaurant, they had an American restaurant, they had a seafood restaurant, Italian restaurant.
Wow.
And they had a French restaurant where one of our buddies that we met there that was one of the workers, his name was Ponch. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's what I was calling him. He was awesome.
Okay.
We saw Ponch a lot, and he set us up a very romantic table with rose petals on it. At the French restaurant. So it was very nice. Sit down. Like one of the top restaurants of the resort.
Yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't invited. I shouldn't even have been welcome
in there,
honestly. Yes. I had duck. Like, it was delicious. Like, I kind of, like, hold back from that, like, whenever I tell that to, like, kids, especially our four-year-old, because she's like, what? You ate duck?
I know.
And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But it was delicious. It was wonderful. I would like to tell you the experience that I was so excited to be in there, I started singing.
Oh, no.
To other tables.
During their nice dinner?
Yeah.
Fudge.
And it's like, I don't know a lot of Spanish, but that's obviously what everyone speaks in Dominican Republic.
Right.
But I do know Bésame Mucho. That song.
Does that mean you're annoying?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know people were saying that to you.
No, 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 I was singing that to other people.
Oh, okay.
Bésame, bésame mucho. Ponch loved it. Some of the other tables didn't.
They're like, who's this weirdo ruining our nice dinner?
Here's the thing. I was singing to my date. I was singing to my fiance.
Did she enjoy it? Probably not. No one enjoyed it but you and Ponch.
Ponch loved it. No. He was like, sing it, man, sing it. He came over and he threw the rose petals up. And I'm like, this is a great experience for us.
Sure.
And I felt like that it really made the moment like memorable.
Okay.
Something that people can bring home from their vacation.
Can you not go to a restaurant and act normal?
Yeah.
Like, no, seriously.
Yeah,
like, is that impossible for you?
That's normal.
That's not normal to
living life and having fun and sing because I'm just celebrating being around great people like the staff.
If I heard
the
someone
resort,
singing at a restaurant, I would be like, who's that
other people
over there?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You want to just enjoy your dinner with your significant other.
Don't
you don't want to hear some random guy.
Why don't you stay home and not
guy.
Have fun then, Chelsea? What? Why don't you bring... Hey, Fun Buster. Why don't you just stay indoors and not bring your fun-busting attitude out into the public?
I'm not a fun buster.
Maybe that's why you're not invited on vacations with people.
Oh.
Because.
That was mean.
Well, it's because you don't want anyone to have fun.
No, I don't want to just burst out in song
why
while
not?
I'm eating.
For what reason?
It was getting so high. What? What reason?
Right. I don't understand.
Katie, is this? Give me a nod. Is this weird what he did? Yes.
It is.
She agrees too.
All right. Well, I was having a good time and it seemed like.
You were having a good time. You and Ponch and literally no one else.
Okay.
So enjoy your duck.
I mean, I guess this is kind of like an is this bad?
It is.
And
is this bad? And it is.
That I totally ruined people's experience at a French restaurant in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. You should be ashamed.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you feel bad now?
No, I feel good. And I had a good time. I was trying to spread the love.
You spread it too much.
Unlike being a fun buster.
I am not a fun buster.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.